never.
Ain't that some? Ain't that some? Once a week, we come together as a people to complain about stuff. Whatever it is you're upset with, now is your chance. Phone number's 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who has wronged you? What has wronged you? Let us know. Let's start with John in Chantilly. Johnny, who you mad at?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing good, man.
I want to bleep you to Washington Nationals. I'll tell you why. My son was in town. We went to a game last week. Two 16-ounce draft beers, $42, and two barbecue sandwiches with a water, $50. So I want to bleep you to Washington Nationals for the greed of the learners or whoever.
How much was it? One more time.
It was 16-ounce Stella draft beers was $42. Two barbecue sandwiches with water was $50.
Damn,
dog.
They have the highest prices concessions and the third worst baseball team in baseball.
Do and they I'm really have the highest fan. Concessions?
The highest beer prices in baseball.
Two beers, $21 each?
Damn, that's no joke.
With, yes, and that was with a custom tip because I was PO'd. I didn't give them the $9 they wanted for the tip.
Yo, thank you for the call, John. The tipping situation has gotten out of control.
Yeah, you can't tell me how much I'm supposed to tip.
Well, dude, it's also like...
Like, there are places now, it starts at 25%.
Right. It's like...
I'm like, dude, no. Where is... I'm hit other, and then you put your own one in.
Like, if
you
I'm...
You can't tell me you did 25% good.
If I'm getting a couple sandwiches, right? In the old days where I would pay cash... And it was $22. I would give them $25 and just say keep it. Or they'd have the little jar and I'd throw a couple bucks in there. But now everything is so damn expensive. There's this little sub place down at the beach. My boy went and bought a pizza and one extra large cheesesteak. Now, granted, the extra large cheesesteaks are like 18 inches. He said it was $60.
Listen, bro. this is where I get caught up. If you raise the price... You're not going to raise the tipping as well. And some people raising stuff that not even much going up. It's not costing them no more money. But everybody used the excuse of tariffs. Tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. Don't tell me you got homegrown stuff if you're going to tell me about tariffs. If you got homegrown, get what you're not doing. You're not getting it shipped in the country.
Well, dude, before tariffs, they were saying inflation, inflation, inflation. Right? Like, they're just jacking prices because they can. And I am sure prices of things are also going up. But, like... Not at the same rate,
but if
cost
price,
of things
if prices
are
going up for them, don't they think prices are going up for us? And
right.
We are not going to. You can't tell me, okay, the prices went up 20%, but now you want me to tip you 25-30%.
Right.
No, it's not how it works.
Right.
20% is a lot of damn money to be tipped,
dude. On a $40,
they add surcharges on everything already.
If three of us go get burritos. That's going to be $45 between the three of us.
Yeah, but don't add.
And then if you want 20%, that you're basically at like almost $60.
And people can get mad all you want, but you know what? I decide what my tip is. And you cannot tell me you're going to add a surcharge or whatever they call it now, something fee, and then still expect me to tip the same amount. And a lot of places, watch them, y'all, they automatically add the tip and don't tell you, then you tipping them on top of that again. BS. And I think that should be legal. Because if you already added the tip, and then you come over there and hand it up, and you still got a tip line there, meaning I haven't tipped you yet, huh?
Right.
Yeah, so they trying to fool you.
Let's go to Deb from the chat. What's up, Deb? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
How you doing, Deb?
We're good. Thanks for calling.
So my bleep you goes out to the unnamed airline that Jupe mentioned a couple of weeks ago. And being a woman, I didn't listen to Jupe. And that airline canceled my flight. We never even got off the ground.
That airline did that to me and B a couple weeks ago trying to get to Buffalo.
Was that the same one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I tried to get from Baltimore to Charlotte. I figured you can't really screw that up, can you? No,
well,
we were on the tarmac for 3 hours. Before they said,
that
get off the plane,
right,
it's broken.
That's the worst,
that's
man.
Straight BS right there, man.
Deb, can I follow up on something you said there?
Yes.
You said, as a woman, you don't really like to listen to Jupe.
Which means,
yeah.
It, Is it men or just Jupe specifically?
Oh, men.
Okay. Well, at least you're telling the truth. We appreciate you, Deb. Thank you for the call.
And why they ask you about going to put some gas in the car? Say, no. All right, you don't listen to me anyway. You put gas in your own car. You don't change my... Oh, I need to change my tire. No, you didn't listen when you rolled over the nail. Change your damn tire.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls right now. It is a Bleep You Thursday. Our guy Alan is in Lorton. What's up, Alan? Who you mad at?
Yeah, I'm calling. Weeks ago, you guys.
We might have to get Alan a Bleep You phone.
Your phone needs to be a little better, dog.
Yeah, let's put him on hold. See if we can make that work. I got a Bleep You beat.
Yeah.
I am generally pretty good at it. I don't click on the link. I don't open the attachment on the email, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the amount of, like, and I imagine it's just AI bots or whatever, the amount of scam BS that happens between your email and your phone is just on steroids. Mm-hmm. And just Bleep You to all of it, man. It is so freaking annoying.
It is.
I hate it.
I go through... erasing. I just open up the email. I just erase.
You get a lot of emails too.
And I erase.
How many emails are in your account right now?
Probably not much, because I've been erasing all morning, so I'm probably down in the 20s, 30s.
All right, let's go to our guy Matt Stafford is on the line. Matt, who you mad at, buddy?
Hey, it's training camp time, but it's also fantasy football mock draft time. And everyone's starting to get into it and looking at who they're going to take in their home leagues and everything. Well, everyone around the DMV is hyping up Jacory Kroski Merritt, and it's nonstop. And now I'm going to have to take him in the seventh round super high because no one can sleep on him. So everyone that's hyping him up and won't shut up about it, Bleep You.
You want
to bleep yourself for listening to him.
You want the secret to yourself. He's saying he's going too high in his drafts.
Well, don't draft him.
Hey, I'm telling you, and then get ready to take Jaden in the first round too.
Oh, well,
that's the price you're going to have to pay.
Listen, dude, the book is out on Jaden. I don't think you're keeping that a secret, Matt. Maybe Kroski Merritt, you can. Thanks for the call, buddy. Always appreciate you listening. Let's go to our boy Los in Severna Park. Los, who you mad at, brother?
Oh, it's going to sound bad, but bleep you to the salute to commanders aspect of it. You know, the commanders have a military, I guess you could call it something for the military people. And they send me an email saying, hey, you've been invited to the training camp open to only the military. Well, I click on the link, and I got the tickets, but I got it for this Saturday. And I can't go this Saturday. The military training camp is for next Sunday or something like that. But I don't know who to get in contact with. I don't know who to. They're not returning emails, so you know. Unfortunately, bleep you to them. You know.
That's tough. At least you got the tickets. A lot of people haven't gotten tickets.
Oh yeah, I gave one on the Saturday one to the buddy of mine. So, but you know, it is what it is, you know. Just putting my frustration out there, you know.
So I guess they have 3 days left. Saturday is Kids Day, and that's what you got tickets for, Los?
Yeah, but I got invited to the military one. So, it's open for the military, for veterans, yeah.
Yeah, and that's an afternoon practice, I just realized. Did you know that, B?
Didn't know that.
That's tough. So they have three open practices left. Saturday, next Monday, and then the following Sunday is military day. Los, hopefully it works out for you, buddy. I feel like you are able to I see you at all the Caps games and stuff, so hopefully you'll be able to figure it out. Somebody will get a hold
of you. I'll keep trying. Trust me. Thank you so much, guys.
I know you will. Thanks, buddy. Phones are open. 800.
I want them to help you. I might not want to
blast
them on the radio. Because, Los, they do listen to this show.
Phone lines remain open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'm not one to complain about the heat, but I wouldn't be shocked if people have complained about the heat. I am wondering, nobody has called in on the Terry thing. Do you think folks are starting to have holdout fatigue, B?
They may. I don't know. If everybody's right to do it, I don't.
Jeffrey?
I think some people, especially with the reports, did you see the report by Diana Russini? that people have reached out to Terry, to Washington about getting Terry with the trade, but Washington has said he's not available. So I guess I think people are just really being patient right now, because I think it was Danny Ruye who said it. He said, we wanted a GM, and now that we got a GM that's GMing, it's not going to be pretty. And I'm starting to see that even myself, you know.
Yeah, but when the GM GMs sometimes, then the agents have the agent. So you get that type of stuff. And I think we just never had to deal with those situations.
Exactly.
But, like, I'm going to be honest with you, and I know a lot of people are your friends, Jay, and you get a lot of people hype. I think even these damn people that break news right now are stretching stuff.
Yeah.
To try to be bigger than the other person. I'm being honest with you.
I think that's fair.
I've been around a long time, bro. And, he asked you for an excess amount of money. Oh, people reaching out for him now. Everybody got to take a different angle to make themselves seem like they are the number one person. And I don't buy that crap all the time.
Everybody's looking for a scoop. And what constitutes a scoop can kind of get disseminated, I guess. C-Dub 1906 tweeted me, said, my bloop you goes to people that don't say thank you when you hold the door for them.
Amen.
You're welcome with your rude ass.
Amen.
Dude,
one day I said that. President said, I said, you're welcome. Oh, I'm sorry. But they never said thank you.
Go ahead, Jeff. You got one?
Yes, I'm bleeping the mosquitoes. So if y'all don't know, the West Nile virus has been found in Hyattsville. So now they're spraying the area with insecticides. Yo, bleep the mosquitoes, because they tore me up last week.
That's what happened to you. You got West Nile.
Jeff definitely has West Nile.
Nah, I don't got no West Nile.
You sure?
I'm positive. I feel amazing. But yeah, bleep you. And bleep you to the dude that tried to give me a hug today. Like, at least dap me up and you know, embrace
me a hug, bring Jeff. It in.
Nah, bro. But like,
I'm your family, dog.
But still, it's too hot for that. It's too hot.
Well, you called me to tell me good night. You got at least give me a damn hug.
Not in the heat. Oh, no.
I don't care. You and Landfield called me to tell me good night. I need a damn hug.
I'm going
to
call you again and tell you good night.
I won't answer the phone like I did the last time.
I'm going to leave a voicemail.
Landfield, it sounds like you just caught some bleep you shrapnel for calling B to wish him good night.
Yeah, I was just trying to be, you know.
I said, Landfield, get the hell off my phone, because as soon as he started laughing, he couldn't even keep a straight face.
I was just trying to be friendly, like people that hold the door open. And Beamish is just over here being hostile.
Holding the door open is one thing, but calling a grown man at 10 o'clock to tell him goodnight, that ain't cool.
Well, Beamish, you're always bringing up that, you know, because of your advanced age, you prefer people to call you instead of text.
You do prefer calls to text.
I prefer calls, but I've never called y'all, and I don't expect y'all to call me.
Do you want us to start texting you goodnight?
No, I don't want you to.
Would you prefer that?
When it comes to goodnight, I need nothing from none of you.
I think we might have to start texting goodnight to each other.
I'm gonna start putting voodoo on everybody. I'm gonna start dropping stuff in your bags and everything else.
In about 10 minutes, you're gonna hear from Commanders defensive back Mikey Sanristil. Keep these phone lines open a few more minutes for a bleep you Thursday. The people at our office building really are bad about holding the door open, because like, there'll be some people that'll kind of side eye you. Like, I'm at the door walking in, and somebody will be walking up, and it's all glass, and they'll kind of side-eye you. They're like, oh, are you going to hold it? And I'm like, dude, you're 45 seconds behind me. Like, yeah. I'm not going to stand here all that time.
No, I'm not doing that.
And then a lot of people, you'll be holding a door open for someone coming out of the building, and they'll just walk over and press the button. People are lazy as hell about wanting to open a door anymore. Like, the amount of people that just want to press the button all the time instead of just open the door, people will wait in line for that one door that's an auto open rather than just walk over to all the other doors that you can open
people
yourself.
People are lazy as hell. That's all it is, Jake.
People are definitely lazy. Jeff, West Nile symptoms. Hasn't your neck been stiff? Well,
I stretch. There's no stiffness over here, buddy. I'm good.
Listen, you definitely have one symptom of West Nile.
What's that?
Confusion.
Yeah, yes, that's the major one.
Now,
there.
If the symptoms was big, bald, and confused, then yeah, but nah.
You are big, bald, and confused.
Nah, I'm not.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think I might have another
straight path.
Another symptom Jeff might have of West Nile.
What?
Muscle weakness.
Yeah.
You ain't just see the push-ups I just did?
I saw you do three of them.
I saw you do
but
three.
But you can't do them.
And you were about to
die. You don't think I could do those push-ups?
Nah, y'all ain't going to do them.
going to do it right now. Physically can't. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, we got a stream. You got a headset. Do it.
No. You want me to do 3 push-ups?
I want you to do 5 of the ones I just did.
What'd you do? Like pull your knees up?
Nah, you got to go up. You got to come back. Then you got to go with your legs and with your legs.
Okay. I will do them at – I'll do them for her to hear first. I got to go – I don't want to start sweating. I got to go tape something.
Well, that's already bad because you started sweating when you walked outside.
Dude, it is hot, man. It is hot. I don't know. Saturday looks great, though. Have you seen that?
Nah.
Saturday looks like cool in the morning.
Cool. What time is practice?
8 a.m., B.
Damn.
Are you coming Saturday? You have a show Saturday morning?
I probably will come.
Unless somebody makes a tea time?
No, I can make tea time anytime. You know, I'm not worried about it. Listen to me. Standing in the sun.
Well, especially because you're inside of a week after calling that
game. Standing
in
the sun and playing golf in the sun is two totally different things.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Playing golf, you're kind of choosing what you
want
to do.
Having fun, baby.
Ooh, this is a good one from Carl Grebe, and I can't confirm or deny this. But there is a restaurant, a chain restaurant that is known for elite service, right? A fast food restaurant. Apparently, the one in Largo doesn't give you refills. Does that track? Can you speak? Is this another fast food in Virginia is just way better than fast food in D.C. and Maryland?
Yes. Probably so.
Because I promise you, I didn't came to a fast food restaurant out here, and they had all the sauces lined
have
up.
Some.
Yeah, not on that side.
Yeah, man.
Different world. Different world. All right, when we return, Mikey Samristil, Commanders defensive back.
And Lanfield's a naughty dude, though.
Lanfield out here pausing people in the chat. Nobody go anywhere. Mikey Samristil still next.